latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Torino's sporting director Gianluca Petrashi believes that Joe Hart would like to stay with the Serie A club when his season-long loan deal comes to an end. Hart moved to Torino in the summer after seeing his opportunities become limited at Manchester City. His move may have raised a few eyebrows, but he has settled in well to his new surroundings and is already a fan's favourite. In fact, Petrashi believes he is so much at home that he would like to remain in Turin permanently. He said, "We'll talk about it further down the line, but he's enthusiastic. He's really happy with the quality of life in Turin and he wants to stay here. It's premature to talk about it now though, because there are other steps to take first." Moving on, and Raheem Sterling wants Manchester City to make a statement of intent when they take on fellow title rivals Chelsea at the Etihad Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Chelsea currently top the table ahead of City, and it certainly will be a tough test for Pep Guardiola's men. With Chelsea currently on a 7-match winning streak, Sterling believes it would be a real statement of intent if they were able to end Chelsea's current run. He said, "We want to be competing with teams like Chelsea at the end of the season, so this game is a massive one for us. It's a game we know we have to compete in from the first minute and we can't let slip. We will be fully focused and ready to challenge and not give them an easy game. It's a game we need to win to be taken even more seriously and make a statement." Meanwhile, City's new signing Gabriel Jesus has touched down in England. Jesus arrived on Thursday night to get a look at his new home. He will make the move to Manchester permanently in January, but has arrived to meet Pep Guardiola and his new teammates, as well as look for a place to live. Finally today, Manchester City are reportedly lining up moves for Southampton defender Virgil van Dijk and Sporting Lisbon's William Carvalho as they look for long-term replacements for Vincent Kompany and Yaya Toure.